I'm Lance Carter, and you're listening to the Daily Actor Interview Podcast. I think Timothy Olyphant is immensely watchable in anything he does. He can take the most underwritten character and turn it into something unique. And he can take a terrific character and make that even better. Deadwood, Damages, Live Free or Die Hard, and now Justified are just some of the examples I'm talking about. As U.S. Marshal Raylan Givens, he told me he can't take full credit for his great work. He just says the words and tries to bring the character to life. I talked to him at a conference call about his work on the show, what his producing credit means, and how some actors kind of stink. Those are my words, not his. This site takes a lot of work, so I really appreciate it when you support our advertisers. And now, here's Timothy.
What have you learned about Raylan from filming this recent season?
What have I learned about Raylan from the second season? He's not any taller than he used to be. I'm terrible at that. I got to be honest with you. I'm just trying to figure out what to do next. But he seems like he's got a, as usual, got a lot of problems.
What keeps challenging you about playing this character? Challenging you about playing this character?
Well, you know, it's really more about the character's just a joy to play. It's more just about the beast of, you know, television production and just trying to keep your head above water and, you know, stay in front of it and just remember how much fun it is.
We were wondering if there were actors from early either Westerns or cop shows that influenced your take on Raylan Givens.
No, I really didn't look past, the books. After that, I tend to draw inspiration from whatever just kind of floats my boat for the moment. But I really spent a lot of time with the source material. I read those books constantly and spent time with Elmore. And then it was conversations with Bram, you know. And it was some conversations with U.S. Marshals. Things like that.
Remind me again where you're filming it, and then tell me, have you gotten any chance to get around and just get more of a feeling so you can just kind of associate with life that down there?
To remind you where we're filming it, we are currently filming it out towards, well, a great deal of it we film out in Santa Clarita, which in the summertime, you just head straight towards the sun, and just before you catch on fire. You're there.
And yet it feels so much like that with Kentucky when you...
Well, our producers, location managers are doing a hell of a job. They got their work cut out for them. And then I think at the end of the day, it comes down to the writing and the funny voices, you know?
Yeah, and so have you ever had a chance to, like, visit that part of the country or anything, or anything to get more of a feeling of the rhythms and that?
No, I haven't. I spent time with people and talked to a lot of people. Our writers had a chance over the break to, they all went down there as a group. A lot of characters you'll see this season are based on people they've met. I'm thrilled that, you know, it feels like we're capturing it because Lord knows we're giving it the old college try. Well, last year I just pretended to be a producer, and I rather enjoyed it, so might as well get the credit. It's really one of the great joys of the job, and one of the real challenges of the job is, being a part of the whole thing.
If any of that came from maybe a love of playing cowboys and Indians when you were a kid, or, you know, how does it feel basically to get to play a modern-day cowboy every week?
I appreciate that. Thank you. I'm not very kind words. I can't take full credit for it. I'm really just, you know, saying the words and trying to kind of bring it to life. It's all cowboys and Indians when it comes down to it. You know, it's kind of the fun of the job. It's child's play, and I get a great deal of fulfillment out of it. Just so happens every now and then you actually put on actual cowboy hat, and it kind of brings it all home. But, you know, this one's fun. You know, it's always fun to, you know, cops and robbers. And in this case, it's kind of more like cops and hillbillies. This one's a blast. You know, it's such a, you know, the tone of the show, the tone, you know, Elmore's cool, you know, and Elmore's funny. And it's a kick to be able to play what I guess they call a drama, but day in, day out, I think we're making a comedy. You know, so it's a lot of fun.
How do you enjoy building character over time in television versus building a character for a short film in that capacity?
Well, the fun of it is, you know, really is, you know, in a film, you more or less know the beginning, middle, and end, and you might have some wiggle room in there, but this really is a journey, you know, and I've been very fortunate to be kind of allowed in on part of that process. So that is one of the real challenge here for me that I've really enjoyed, which is, you know, it's, I don't think of it as building a character. I just think of it, you know, we're just telling a story, and I don't know how it's going to end. And that's kind of the fun of it. But for me, you know, at the end of the day, the same things apply. You know, I'm still trying to scene to scene, figure out what it is I'm doing, and basic rules still apply. You just, I think, you know, the tremendous upside here is that it's such a great character, and it's really tough to get your hands on a great character.
I was wondering if you could talk about how that's changing this season and what it's like working with Walton.
Well, Walt's fantastic, you know. I mean, Walt says, anytime he's on the call sheet, I know it's going to be an easy day for me, because I just sit back and let him do all the work, you know. When you got someone who's going to take to take, moment to moment, keep you on your toes, just, you know, remember years ago, my acting teacher saying, just work off the other person. When you got someone like Walt, it makes it really easy to do it. As far as his character, you know, it's really great. You know, we had a lot of fun with him this year. He's, as Elmore said, he's one of these guys where I don't believe a word that comes out of his mouth, but I can't stop listening to him. He's one of those guys who just seems like he could be whoever, whatever he needs to be, given the situation. And, you know, Walt can speak more eloquently about the character than I can, but, you know, we really had a lot of fun watching him sort of start out with him sort of lost in the woods and kind of regain his footing and find his way and come back to life. And he's in a completely more kind of dangerous and compelling way this year than last year.
What are some of the moments when you said this is great television?
Oh, you know, I'm not a huge fan of every episode, but there's not an episode that goes by without me finding there's always something, and I'm like, that's good. That's good drama, you know, it's good storytelling. The examples are, I think, are countless. You know, this season, I mean, God, where do you start? You know, it's everything from something small, it's Art telling me I should get an Uzi. Walking into Maggie's store and asking her how's business. You know, for me, from an acting standpoint, it's fun to be in a scene where me asking Mag how's business is both so conversational, small talk, and yet feels so loaded. And I think that's part of the brilliance of Elmore Leonard, and it's very difficult to kind of replicate week after week. And I think the writers just do a fantastic job, which is he seems so, it seems like small talk. It seems like he's just kind of meandering. But really, everything is kind of like a bullet, you know, headed towards something very specific. And those moments are a blast, you know. I could just go on forever. I mean, honestly, the job is just a joy, you know, day in and day out. It is. I've never left that set and didn't think to myself, that was great. That was just a great scene. It was a great moment. It's a great performance. Not mine. I mean, I'm just talking about the ones around me, and I put in these long hours on this puppy, but it's in the end of the day, you just always walk away going, there's something to be proud of. That was pretty cool.
What do you think it is that's made, it's kind of like the vampire genre, it's kind of come back around to being cool again. What do you think it is that keeps us coming back to, like, Westerns and that kind of story?
Well, first of all, I just showed up to work on Deadwood. You know, David Milts, that's his baby. And that was something, I mean, that's a genius at work, just turning a genre on its head. It was really something special to be a part of. This one, I don't know what I'm doing here, honestly, but I read this fantastic interview with Walter Mosley in the LA Times where he talked about our show, and that right off the bat just meant the world to me that Walter Mosley knew about our show. He was talking about what I thought was if he's watching the show, he was saying that that the Westerns were basically about it. Were made during a time where people really believed in America, and the Americans believed in something very clear about good and evil, good versus evil. And as that got a little more foggy, the Westerns kind of went away. And he thought it was really curious now to take this guy, Raylan Givens, who appears to be born maybe 100 years too late, and stick him in a modern world and start asking those questions. I just really was using that as an excuse to talk about Walter Mosley knowing my show. But I don't know if it addressed your question at all, so forgive me.
Are you starting to sense that either from people who just run into you, or even U.S. Marshals, do you actually hear from them? Are you kind of getting those shockwaves of, wow, this guy, this character, Raylan Givens, he's a player. People are starting to recognize him and connect with him.
Well, I really appreciate that. it's very generous of you. Look, I knew when I read the thing, I was like, close the deal before somebody else gets a whiff of this thing. Cause I know a good part when I see one, and usually when I see one, I have to wait for like 7 people to pass in order for me to get to it. It's really, and they're not gonna, because it's just good, it's, I knew it was a good part. I knew it was good writing. I knew Elmore, when done right, is, I love it. So, beyond that, I can tell you, people who I run into people on the street, and I try not to, I try to remove myself from the general public as much as possible. I have an elevator that goes straight to my room in the building, so I don't have to see people. But I'm just kidding. I can't even tell if anyone's listening anymore. People have been very generous. People have been very complimentary. And I know the difference between someone coming up to you on the street and saying, hey, you're that dude, right? Yeah, that's what I thought. And I know the difference between that and somebody coming up and saying, big fan of the show, big fan of that character. And, it's nice, you're out there telling stories, you're hoping to find an audience, and it's very appreciated.
We have time for one more question.
Okay. Our next question comes from the line of Lance Carter from Daily Actor. Please proceed.
Well, Lance, have you thought about this question? Because this is it. I mean, everybody's got questions, and if you're not,
I know, I better not suck.
Just don't ask me, what do you think of your haircut this year or anything like that.
All right, hold on, let me cross that one out. Okay.
Okay, good. Nice work.
So every character that you play, whether in this show or film, it just... it just seems completely unique, and you're always one of the most interesting to people to watch on screen. Is that because...
Well, so far, I love your question. I don't know where it's leading, but so far, I don't think that anyone should be complaining.
All right, good, good. Now, is that because of your choices as an actor, or the quality of scripts that you get offered, or both?
Now that's just a setup.
No,
it started with such a nice compliment,
really,
and then you want it. Then the question is, should I deserve all the credit for what you said is consistently great work,
or should we
give credit to writers?
You know, there's people out there who just.
That's really what it comes down to. You're asking, right?
No, there's actors out there who completely stink. You know.
Yeah, I imagine that's true. Sure, some people just aren't trying. I don't know. I've been really lucky. I feel like, especially the last 2 years, first of all, I've been lucky. I've been working for a long time. I've just really been allowed to work. And with very little of the baggage and the pressures that can come with my job, I've just been able to, year after year, for quite some time now, you know, get to the set and be in a film, not have, and just be allowed to keep doing it and get, and just get better. Just kind of, you know, you do it for 10, 12, however many years I've been doing it. If it more, you know, if you're not good by now, then that's going to be about it. But I've been allowed to, you know, go to work, and in the last couple of years, I feel like a combination of two things. One, I've really kind of realized how much I enjoy the job, and at this point in my life, I kind of show up to work with a real interest and a real commitment, and I guess a level of confidence in terms of asking myself, you know, I'm not looking for answers when I show up to the set. I'm just asking the questions, you know, asking questions over and over. And I think I've been given some great material. In the last couple of years, I did a small movie, High Life, that went to Berlin Film Festival. I did Perfect Getaway, Crazies, this, the TV work I've been able to do, stuff like with those guys in Damages. They've been great roles. They've just been really great roles. And I've been able to have a dialogue, a meaningful dialogue and collaboration with the filmmakers on each one of those projects. And each time it's led to a work that I'm really pleased and proud of.
Thanks, Timothy, and thank you for listening. Keep coming back to Daily Actor for more great interviews, news from film, TV, and theater, and so much more. Thanks for supporting the advertisers. I'm Lance, and I'll talk to you soon.